This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning New Year's Eve version. Yep, it's New Year's Eve morning of the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, happy last year. Last time I'll be able to say that, because next time it'll be happy next year. Now, I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. To the firefighters on the front line up there in Colorado, we got your six down here. And believe me, we're praying for you and hoping everything works out okay. Also, to the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping the products moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now on this Friday, New Year's Eve morning, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Mr. Frank, I got 70 degrees down here, and it's not too bad outside, but I won't be able to see that Monday, I don't think.
No, we're gonna get a little nipplier. Yeah, around the week, end of the weekend.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got a caller that's waiting patiently on the line. And before we talk about the Colorado fires, which is where we're going to start, let's go to Mary. And Mary, what's on your mind?
The Colorado fires. And also, I wanted to ask about geoengineering with the weather. I've called a couple of times about it and called conspiracy theorists, but the website I'm looking at blames DARPA, HARP, NASA, DOD.
What's the website?
Some of this stuff. I think the thing is,
what's the website?
Geoengineeringwatch.org. And I got to tell you, if you look at what is in that website, he documents and has backup for everything that he's saying. You cannot bring up climate change without bringing up geoengineering first to see what man is doing to the weather before you start barking about climate change, which everyone is if you haven't watched the Weather Channel lately, which kind of like is a big draw for the big globalists. So I think, and I'm asking the question again, about weather warfare and geoengineering of the weather.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Frank.
Well, you know, we've been seeding clouds for quite a long time.
We can make it rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have to give some credence and at least explore the issue. There's never anything wrong with exploring an issue with an honest eye.
Mm-hmm.
And with everything that China's doing, And we just saw an article about the, what China's doing with, and this sounds like 1984 stuff, mm-hmm. but Orwellian. But with brain control warfare, you have to look at geo-weather warfare. You just have to.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as climate change is concerned, you know, yeah, you've got to look at what man's doing. Now, the Earth is always going to survive. It has. You know, it was here before man. It's going to be here way after man. So I'm not too worried about the planet. It's about humans that we should be concerned. So, yeah, take a look at I'll take a look at the website after the show is over. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'll trust your observation when we talk about it. Now, I've got to talk about our brothers in arms, our firefighters, our EMS, our police that are in the middle of a firestorm, and that's what it is, a firestorm up there in Colorado, up US 36 north of Denver towards Greeley. And I know a couple of those small areas up there, but on that road a number of times, it's a way you go if you don't want to get on the interstate, number one. Number two, they had wind gusts yesterday when the fronts of man came together. We've got a big cold front coming across with a warm front, and they had wind gusts to 110 miles an hour, which apparently knocked down some power lines, live power lines, got into the brush, caught it on fire with those winds, and away she went. And there's nothing worse in a wildfire, and you know it, and I know it, than a wind.
Yeah, and that's one of the toughest fires to deal with, too.
Yep.
It is.
You cannot control
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all manpower.
Yep.
And when the wind shifts, your life gets immediately in danger if you're in the wrong place.
Yep.
So if authorities are suggesting that maybe you should get out of the way and evacuate, listen to them. There's really nothing that can't be replaced. You know, so when it comes to wildfires, when they say leave,
mm-hmm.
because your life is at risk.
Well,
and they, you know, we hear stories all the time about people who stayed and tried to use a garden hose to wet down their roofs because they didn't want to lose their house and stuff.
And they
find them later as crispy critters.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Okay, we've got 35,000 people. They've shut the power off up there, too. And those of you that are listening, you can always go over to the Office of Emergency Management. They do have a website, and you can get them off your smartphone, too. They've got shelters open. We'll get into all that a little bit later. But right now, got to take a break, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Frank Silvato.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Otto from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, thank you very much, Frank. We will do it. And before we get back to Frank, we need to tell you this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan, of course, is the sponsor of the studio, Moss Family Automotive, that I'm in right now. And it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle up there where Frank's at, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan tries to be the very best dealer that they can be. Their goal is to be the best dealer in the country. And when it comes to pricing customer service, they try not to be beat by anybody. So, it all starts with the Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, don't forget, clean trade-ins right now are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage. You can upgrade your ride now, and your vehicle, if it's in good shape, is worth a lot more money than what you think. And oh, by the way, that $5,000 car last year is now retailing for $99.99. That's almost double. That's what's going on with inflation. Thank you, Joe Biden. Now, Moss Nissan happens to be the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military and veterans, also first responders and church pastors, get great care taking care of them. Now, we have Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget the all-new, brand-new being built. Ought to be open in about a month or 6 weeks or so. That's the Moss Nissan store on State Route 50 in Brooksville, Florida. That's going to be one heck of a store. State of the art. So make sure you tell them the captain sent you and check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M A-U-S, Nissan.com. Back to Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Hello, Frank, and thank you.
Mr. Captain.
Okay. I'm going to throw something out there and just get your reaction. Joe Biden, for the umpteenth time, has said the following. My administration has had the strongest first-year economic track record of any recent president in history. What's he smoking?
You know, we all know, everybody, even his people know he's got a gigantic problem with the truth. And most of the country knows that he's not really all there when it comes to his cognitive abilities.
Mm-hmm.
But when you instruct somebody, and he does get instructed to say things, he's not pulling his own strings.
Mm-hmm.
When you get instructed to repeat the lie and continue to repeat the lie, trying to use the old Third Reich tactic of say it often enough and people will just start believing it,
mm-hmm.
You've got a giant set, especially when you're trying to claim, okay, well, we just came off of a national shutdown of the economy, and because we're opening it back up, it's because of my economic policies. His economic policies suck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year, what was gas, Matt, like $1.98?
$1.89 when he took office, or when he got elected. $1.89 the day he got elected.
And what is it today?
$3.21, $3.18, somewhere in there.
Yeah, up in Chicago, it's in the fours.
Yep.
Out in California, it's touching the fives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't believe anybody who works in his administration has been to a grocery store lately. Try to buy beef.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to buy milk. You know, take a look at the shelves of the store.
Oh, but contraire, the shelves are full.
Yeah, maybe in the dollar store he shops at when he waddles in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this is the worst economy I could remember since Carter.
That's right. That's right.
You know, I was cognizant during the Carter administration.
Yeah.
I was in high school trying to figure out how to fill my gas tank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is, for him to claim that this economy is thriving, right there, any practical common sense embracing individual would say, this guy doesn't know what he's talking mm-hmm. about, and if he believes it, he really should be impeached because he's incompetent.
By the way, I remember 19-cent hamburgers when Carter was around.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could go to McDonald's for a family of four and feed them for under $12.
That's right.
Today, $12 won't give you a meal.
It'll barely get you your own food.
Yeah.
God.
So, you know, from then until now, things have skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. I think the cost of my first car was like $6,400.
They saw you coming.
brand new, $6,400 for a Camaro.
Uh-huh.
You know, today, try to buy any car that's brand new for $6,400.
Uh-huh.
You can't.
I had a Ford Fairlane with a 200 cubic inch six with a 3-speed on the column. Cost me $29.95, and I love that thing.
And right now, half of the people listening don't know what you said when you said three on the tree.
That's right. They don't. They really don't. All right. Well, I got to talk about the CDC because you talk about ruining an industry. Here we go. Yesterday, they increased their COVID-19 risk level for cruise ships to level 4, which is the agency's highest warning level. Now, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, also said that people should avoid cruise travel regardless of their vaccination status after an increase in COVID-19 cases on the cruise ships. Do you know that when you try to get a return, a credit from those people, that, number one, you either might not get a credit, they instead give you up to 75% of your cruise money and put you on another cruise, say, later that year or the next year or whatever? That's what they do. That's their policy.
No, that's the policy. You know that walking in, at least.
The CDC changes the ground rules every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. You now have mainstream media outlets that exist on the left in CNN asking the CDC director, how are we supposed to believe anything you say? You've vacillated so many times. Your inconsistent guidance is unintelligible anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So because the CDC has been so politicized, and because the Democrats and Rhino Republicans grabbed COVID and made it a political football, it is impossible to believe our medical institutions anymore because they forced them to politicize it.
Mm-hmm.
The only way the CDC's authority will come back in the American people's minds is if the director resigns,
mm-hmm.
if the NIH director resigns,
mm-hmm.
if Fauci resigns, and they all get called before Congress so that we can listen to arguments about whether or not they exacted political malfeasance in the face of science. And if they did, they should have their pensions revoked, because when I find out that Fauci, when he decides to pull the plug, has the biggest pension payout in American government's history,
mm-hmm.
after what he did to the economy, he should be in jail. He shouldn't be getting $350,000 a year in pension from the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Enough is enough.
Yep. Now, we are going to get into a conversation about Nancy Pelosi and little Dr. Fauci and some of the cronies that are there, because we're going to take them to task, because I'm going to tell you why these people can't quit and what the backdoor deal is that's going on here, because they got plans for 2022. They don't want to lose, and they're going to pull out everything from the kitchen sink, and we have to be smarter than them and understand what's coming our way. And a lot of people have spent a lot of time doing the research to find out what they're up to. Plus, oh gosh, I get their emails.
Yeah, they're going to continue using what they think is a formula that worked the first time around to remove Trump from office.
Mm-hmm.
And that was to play on the public's fear and panic on something that they say is a killer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we keep hearing them talk about cases of COVID, and how Omicron is the worst variant there is because of the number of cases.
Not true.
People. That's what gathering herd immunity looks like.
That's right.
Omicron is a minor variant on this, and the more people that get it, the better off we're going to be, because we have natural immunity then.
All right, hold that thought. We're coming back, and caller, hang on the line there. We'll get back to you. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Strong winds helped spark wildfires that spread over 1,600 acres and prompted hasty evacuations near Denver, Colorado, including the entire town of Superior and the city of Louisville overnight. Colorado Governor Jared Polis declared a state of emergency Thursday afternoon.
Clint Folsom, mayor of Superior, Colorado, on CNBC last night.
It's a dire situation here. We've still got a mandatory evacuation order in effect. I'm doing a tour of the town with law enforcement right now, and we've got we've lost a couple hundred houses, and they're still actively burning.
About 580 homes were lost in Superior. The National Weather Service is reporting a gust in the area reached 115 miles an hour. Airline cancellations are piling up in the United States with thousands of flights scrubbed. Check with your carrier before heading to the airport. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, in this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take for the problems that I have. And it works for me. 7 years I've been taking this twice a day, every day, for 7 years. Once in a while I have to take it a third time because it has to take cut the pain a little bit more. But it works, okay? And the reason, and by the way, it's also drug-free. Big important thing there. It works because the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it'll lower or eliminate pain wherever it is you got the pain at by going straight to the source. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it's all good for you. So you can't go wrong in that respect. Now, they have a three-week quick start pack that costs $19.95. You try it for 3 weeks. If it works, away you go, and you start to get it every month after that. Now, the three-week quick start you can get by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. You're in like Flynn. Give it a try, because after all, all you have to lose is pain. All right. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, stuck around with us. Mr. Frank, hello again.
Mr. Captain.
Thanks for sticking around, by the way.
Absolutely. I wanted to take this opportunity to wish everybody a happy, healthy, safe, prosperous 2022.
You bet.
And if you're going out to celebrate tonight, use a designated driver, use Uber, use Lyft, don't drink and drive, be safe.
Right. And by the way, it's real foggy out right now. It might be the same way tonight, and you got to be really, 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 really careful. Okay. There are never-ending stories, and then there are never-ending stories. Now, there's no better example of that than Nancy Pelosi's continuing obsession with the January 6th Capitol, quote, end of quote, insurrection, and her subsequent silly January 6th witch hunt. Because now we learn that Madam Speaker plans to continue her hearings into the new year and perhaps into the summer. But guess what else is going to happen during the summer?
Hoping it's warmer, but that's not what you're talking about.
Mr. Durham's report is going to come out.
Well, it's a long time coming. I mean, I hope something comes of it besides the indictments that we've seen so far, because there are some high-level names in there that should be paying the price. If there aren't high-level names, then it's going to be a gigantic disappointment. That said, and to use a Jed Psaki term, circling back to Nancy Pelosi's January 6th commission, everything that comes out of that you need to take with a grain of salt, because number one, it's all political.
Yep.
But number two, this is not legislated. Congress did not vote to impanel this. This is something she did unilaterally.
That's right.
So it has no bearing. They can have all the hearings they want. They can see all the kinds of things they want to do and issue all kinds of subpoenas and call contempt and this, that, and the other. But it hasn't been it's not a legislated hearing. It's not a hearing of Congress. It's from the Speaker.
Now,
so that and about $12.27 will get you a small cup of coffee over at Starbucks.
And a piece of toast.
Yeah, half a piece of toast.
All right, we've got a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, Frank. Thanks for having my call. Eric in Tennessee. Sorry about earlier. I had to grab a coffee. Anyway, real quick, you guys were just talking about the January 6th stuff.
We got more.
Roger that. Here's the thing. The former special agent in charge up in Michigan that was investigating the Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot. It was moved to the D.C. field office about maybe 45 days before January 6th. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the Governor Whitmer plot, there were 17 people involved. How many of those had links, were confidential informants or agents themselves? 12 out of the 17 were agents or had some affiliation with the federal government. So that case is, some people are speculating, it's going to get thrown out because of entrapment. So I think that's something for people to consider. And this is to call it conspiracy or whatever. There are real conspiracies.
Oh, no. There's a legitimate news story out there about that. I talked about it in hour number one, but yes, sir, you're right on target.
Yeah, I missed it. I apologize. A little late getting to
that's
this.
Okay.
So we got all this bad news and stuff, and hellfire and brimstone, cats and dogs living together, yada yada. I'd like to leave with this one if I can. I heard an interview by the late great John Madden, and I heard it this week. It was one of those things from X amount of years ago, and it's a little. He didn't know what it meant either, but it sounded good, so he kept saying it to his teams. And there's the quote: "Don't worry about the horse being blind. Just keep loading the wagon." So I think it's just something for everybody. Just keep driving forward, stay alert. Stay alert, head on a swivel, situational awareness at all times. And I hope that everyone listening and you two gentlemen have a safe and happy New Year's. And I look forward to many more to come, gentlemen. And thanks, sir. Thanks for letting me vent. Semper Fi.
All right, thank you. Semper Fi to you. And, yeah. I'll be back tonight, but I heard that comment by John Madden. I just had a chuckle.
Yeah, he was the 76 Oakland Raiders were my team back then. I loved them. They were insane. Loved everything about them. Kenny Stabler, Frank Bolitnikoff, Fotis Sistrunk. They were fantastic. And Rip, he was one of the greats. So it's the NFL lost a good one there.
Yeah, a legend that will be missed forever. Now, according to the Washington Post, The House committee that's investigating the January 6th attack plans to begin holding public hearings in January to tell the story of the insurrection from start to finish while crafting an ample interim report on its findings by summer as it shifts into a more public phase of its work. Yeah, sure they are.
Oh, so what? So how do you couch this as we're going to hold public hearings, but we're going to tell you what happened? That's not hearings. That's showboating.
Mm-hmm.
That's a public forum for a narrative that they want to create going into a midterm election.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they're doing that and they're going to do it, quote unquote, publicly, which I'm sure will be televised.
Oh, yeah.
Means they should give that equal time should be given to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is outrageous that mm-hmm. they are using the guise of Congress to politic going into the midterms about something mm-hmm. that, you know, mm-hmm. it's exactly what Eric was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You've got so many people who were on the ground January 6th saying, you know, mm-hmm. this it's not what it seemed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there were the Capitol Police were unlocking the doors and letting people come on in and waving them through. What are you talking about, insurrection?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the only insurrection that took place was the halting of the objections to the Electoral College. I've said this before.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that stopped because of what happened on January 6th was not the safety of the people on the congressional floor,
because mm-hmm.
they were hustled away immediately.
Yeah.
What stopped was the objections to the votes that were certified for the states from people who were supposed to be able to object about them.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your insurrection took place. And now they want to just hold what they're couching as public hearings. This is a propaganda session to make you not look at the truth. When it comes to the progressives and Nancy Pelosi, beware the bright, shiny thing, because they're trying to distract you from something else. And this is a bright, shiny thing.
But it's also one other little item. It's running cover for Joe Biden, who, as things get worse with the economy, and they are going to get worse, it's running cover for Joe Biden, and they're going to point to, like they do, the misinformation beacon is going to be pointed at Donald Trump, hoping they can change the narrative and the mainstream media will take over and guide them through the process so Biden and the Democrats don't lose as many seats as they're going to. But it's not going to work.
Oh, you bet. They're going to try to pivot to say Orange Man bad for a second time, even though he's been out of office for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, so
yep.
People who are awake, not woke, should understand this, that this is a propaganda campaign, and you just wait for the Trump variant to come out, and then we'll have it all.
All right, well, Happy New Year, my friend. Look forward to talking to you next year.
Happy New Year, and stay low.
All right, Frank Silvato, everybody. And we'll be right back with the Sports Zone quarterback.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
And here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Patrick Hyland. Ta-da!
Good morning, America. Captain, Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to everybody out there.
Wait a minute, it's happy last year, it's not New Year yet.
Oh, we need to make this a great year, that's for sure.
2022 is going to be a fantastic year.
There we go. That's what we have to feel and think and work more as a nation together. More stability and treat people the way we want to be treated and stop acting like savages. So anyway, but we'll get there. Speaking of savages, football sometimes can be a little savagery out there, Captain.
Wonder who's going to be playing in 12 below zero weather.
Oof, man.
It's going to be cold in the frozen tundra this weekend.
In Green Bay, baby. You got Atlanta going up to Buffalo. Buffalo needs to keep winning to win their division. So that's an important game. Kansas City's going to Cincinnati, trying to keep their number one seed alive. And since he's still trying to get into the playoffs, New England is hosting Jacksonville. They need to win to stay alive. Miami and Tennessee. That's the big playoff game. Whoever wins that is in prime position to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be interesting. And then I know you were talking to the Denver affiliate earlier, and they have to go out to the L.A. Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers, big game for them to see if they can pull it out. Denver's been up and down this year, but there's some good things on the horizon for them. Philadelphia will be going to Washington. Philly needs that game to make the playoffs. And then Arizona going to Dallas. Dallas needs to keep winning, see if they can make it happen. You mentioned the Frozen Tundra. Green Bay has to win to keep their number one seed intact.
Well, are they going to be playing in Denver? Is that what you're telling me?
No, they're going to be playing in L.A.
Okay, because that's a good thing, because Denver right now, besides the fires they've got going on up there, they have a major storm settling in on the state. They're going to really get socked.
There's a lot of snow up there, so that'll create something.
Well, it'll put the fires out, for amongst other things.
Well, that's a good thing. That part of it, and that's sad. That when these natural occurrences happen, and there's nothing we can do about them, and just have to deal with them, to say the least.
110 mile an hour winds, Gus. They started all this.
Yeah, I mean, if it was that crazy, we wouldn't be able to play the game if it was in Denver this weekend. No way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if there's a lot of damage, they would have made them probably go to L.A. or play somewhere neutral. So, anyway, Tampa Bay heads up to New York to see if they keep there. They've already won the division. They still have a shot if they can win out.
Mm-hmm.
And Green Bay loses out to get the number one seed. So, they'll be playing hard. And then, last but not least, Monday Night Special, Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Trying to get that last playoff spot that those teams do.
Where's that game at?
That will be in Pittsburgh, sir.
Okay.
In the Burg. Mm. Right there at Heinz Field. That could be Ben Roethlisberger's last game. And he's playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers at home.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting to see. 18 years ago, Captain, he's been in the year and the league. So, he's had a heck of a career. But then, tonight, you got some good ones, Captain. Those college football, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Cincinnati. The underdog of underdogs takes on Alabama. Oh, boy. If they could pull this upset off, it'd be like the Jets when they beat the Baltimore Colts.
It would be the biggest upset in college football history the last two or three decades. In my opinion.
Yeah. Forget the point spread. It just, nobody thinks they even have a chance. They really don't. I hope they can pull. I hope they can make it at least a game, Captain. And if they were to pull off the upset, I think it would create more of a buzz in college football. So we'll see. I know a lot of Alabama fans don't want to see that happening. I understand if you're a fan of that institution, you want to see them win. But just like Baltimore.
Well, we just heard from one of their fans. Hmm?
Yep. And they said, "Roll Tide, roll," I bet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's funny. And then don't shortchange Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia has a good team this year. And if things play out as the odds makers have it, Georgia will win and Alabama will win, and that'll be the national championship game, just like the SEC championship game was. So we're going to find out what happens here. Don't shortchange Michigan, though. They're finding ways to win games, too. I hope there's some good games. I think everybody's hoping for that.
Well, I'm sure there will be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go blue. A lot of go blue people out there, too, now. And one Bulldogs. And Cincinnati, that's the team that's not, doesn't have the backing of the big name schools.
So, by the way, let me see here. New York gets lucky as New Year's Eve weather forecast predicts huge winter storm for central U.S. Okay, it's not going to happen to New York. It's going to be in the central part of the U.S., and there is a major storm developing right now. Mm-hmm.
These cold fronts and warm fronts running into each other. You're not kidding, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
So, should be a good weekend of sports. Hopefully we can get these baseball guys ready to get to spring training next year early, and get that put away. So
I'm ready.
They're fighting. Yeah, I am too. They're fighting a little bit for the minor league guys, so
mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that. These guys are only making, $1,500 a month and traveling all over the state on a bus. Let's take care of those guys too. They're out there giving everything they got to try to get to the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I see both sides of the captain when these things occur, but any time you can get two grown men together and sit down, you can work things out if you're both rational and objective. So That's what I'm going to count on and hope for. And then basketball and hockey's in full gear, so I'll be getting really hot and heavy after the new year. See what happens there. So, well, I see I'm out of time, Captain. So God bless you, and God bless the audience. And again, Happy New Year to everybody. And I'll be talking Sunday on the air on this flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa Bay, from 11 to 12. We'll be talking about the College Bowl games and the National Championship of College and the playoff picture in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So please tune in. We'd appreciate it. And you take care, Captain. Talk to you Monday morning at this time. Thank you, sir.
I'll see you Sunday. Happy New Year.
Yes, sir.
All right. Patrick Hyland, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback. Find out more about him. And by the way, he has a Facebook page. Go over there to the Sports Zone. That's what it's called, the Sports Zone. You'll see those three guys on the page for their picture on the page. By the way, the short guy, the young guy, he's the star of the show. That's Josh. So, and if you don't believe me, ask him. He'll tell you. All right. Meanwhile, this final minute or so is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. And Dominic's Blinds offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't want to know anything. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. You can also give her a call of 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. And Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Well, it's been a busy week. We've had a lot of things go on. Again, to the listeners up there in Denver, KNUS, AM 710, The Answer. Heed the warnings of the Office of Emergency Management. They've got your best interests in mind, and I know the power's off up there right now to about 35,000 people because of the situation. And by the way, that was the source of ignition that got the fire started. We all know that. So please be careful, and I hope everybody's okay. Think safety in this situation. Think safety. If you see a power line, don't touch it. Stay away from it. You have to assume when you see a power line on the ground, whether it's arcing or not, that it's a live power line. And some of the lines are down in a lot of different areas, which is what the problem is. So we look forward to talking to you tonight on the weekend show, ringing in the new year around the country, which we'll be doing. And we hope everybody has a great New Year's Eve day. Be safe. And enjoy the day, enjoy the evening, and I'll be back. Remember, this program is all about we the people. We are the people that run the country, not the other way around. Think about that. Make your choices wisely. God bless America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.